That'll bring up Bregman, runners on second, third. And he sends one into left center field, and that's a base hit. Scoring is Gonzalez. They'll hold Gurriel at third base. An RBI single for Bregman.
Now, another Astros podcast.
This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with Alex Bregman. What a run it's been. It's been a lot of fun and exciting.
Oh, definitely. It's been a lot of fun. This team has been competing every single day, showing up to the yard ready to compete every day. And we're going to continue to do that for the full season. And hopefully everything will work out the way we want it to.
It's amazing how much better your body feels and how much more energy you have when you guys are playing well. Isn't it crazy?
Oh, it's awesome. Every day you show up to the ballpark ready to win a game.
Yeah.
And there's an excitement in the locker room. There's an excitement in the dugout. And guys are really pulling for each other.
I was just telling you before we started this interview that I like your sport coats. You got these vintage 1970s type plaid sport coats that you wear on a lot of these road trips. Do some of the guys give you a hard time about that, or are they into it?
Oh, most of the guys give a hard time about it, but then when we're out in public and we're wearing them and we're all walking in our suits, I'm the one getting the compliments from the people. So they're like, "Dang, everybody likes your suits. Why do you keep getting compliments?" And so it kind of bites them in the butt a little bit.
That's
for
funny.
Giving me a hard time.
Where do you locate that stuff? You just go like thrift shopping, or you order those on some website?
No, we actually had some people come into spring training.
Gotcha.
From LAV, and they outfitted us and picked out some ones that I thought were cool. And
worst dresser on this team. On travel day, you guys look up and just say, "What are you doing?"
Oh, everyone on the rest of the team would say me, but I don't know. I think we got a very well dressed team, honestly.
And DaVinci's got a different style too, right?
Yeah, he does. He definitely does. He's very unique with what he likes to wear, and
he's got the white patented shoes. He likes to throw down.
Oh yeah, white suits, everything. he's got a good wardrobe.
You brought in the older guys, and everybody's talked about those older guys, but one guy in particular, tell me who you get along best with. Is it McCann?
I do get along very well with McCann.
Yeah.
We kind of hit it off at that like opening banquet or whatever.
Caravan?
At Minute Maid.
Okay, gotcha.
And we FaceTimed every day since then, throughout the off season until we were in spring training, and then it's just been really fun learning from him and just getting to hang out with him, and he tells stories. He's hilarious. He's the funniest guy on the team by far. And he's also a great baseball mind, and you can go pick his brain, and he's helped me out tremendously this year.
That's cool. Alex, it's been a pleasure, man. Keep up the great work, and thanks for catching up.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Gurriel twirls the index finger, indicates he wants to sign again from Butera. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a fastball running inside, and that is the ball game. Kansas City Royals take their second in a row, beating the Houston Astros tonight by a final of 7-5.
Indians and Royals, the only two teams to beat the Astros on consecutive days. In this incredible season, the Astros will lose a tough one here, but very unfortunate before it even got started that Keuchel got scratched.
Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros losing to the Royals yesterday, and bit of a surprise before the game. Dallas Keuchel getting scratched right before the start. You had to wind up going with Dion Diaz getting the emergency start. And, I mean, that's never a good way to start the game when you lose a starting pitcher like that, especially one that's the best starting pitcher on the staff.
Yeah, it was a tough reality for us because the national anthem is about 10 or 15 minutes before the game. At that point, they started to filter in from the bullpen. The news did that Dallas didn't look right, didn't feel right. We knew going into the game he'd lost a little bit of weight from his previous start just from being sick and being in the training room, but had no indication that he wasn't going to be able to go until he started warming up, and it just wasn't clicking for him. So we pull him from that start and go with an all-bullpen day on an already taxed bullpen. So it was amazing that we stayed in the game and fought back to make it a game. We got the tying run on base in the eighth inning and the ninth inning, so proud of our effort, but a tough way to start.
Certainly was, and making a roster move before the game today. Dallas Keuchel going on the disabled list, and Francis Martes getting his contract purchased for his first big league stint. First of all, with Keuchel, the DL, it wasn't necessarily the illness. It was the neck that was the issue again that he had before.
Yeah, one, I don't know if one led to the other, but when further evaluation and he started to talk about how his neck was continuing to be symptomatic, we made the decision to send him back to Houston and be evaluated by our doctors. Once that happened, and they determined that he still had inflammation in that pinched nerve area of before, it was a pretty easy decision to put him on the DL and just try to continue to squash this. So he's got a couple things working that make him unavailable, and subsequently we'll put him on the disabled list till he's right.
Meanwhile, Martez got to see quite a bit of him in spring training, and now he got off to a slow start at AAA, had been pitching better of late, and got scratched from his start yesterday at Fresno. So a guy who stretched out at this point, and obviously he's a guy who could give you some innings potentially out of the pen.
Yeah, fresh arm and a ton of high-end stuff if he can harness it in the strike zone. He's had a hard time throwing strikes in the minor leagues. Most of it's delivery questions, and being such a young player, he's trying to harness his delivery, harness his stuff. When he's inside the strike zone, he's pretty good, and we saw some flashes of that in spring training. He's had a couple of good games in minor leagues over the last couple of weeks, maybe not his last start, but we'll get a first test for him at this level, and sometimes it clicks for him. It's you know, going to be out of the bullpen for the time being. We've got to make a decision on the rotation for next week, but happy to have an arm like his available to us and the organization providing him to us for the game tonight.
Lance McCullers getting the start today for the Astros, and has been very good for the Astros. His last start didn't get to go deep into the ball game. What was it about that last start that you'd like to see different this time around?
You know, I'd like to see him finish at bats. He had a hard time finishing at bats from a number of pitches per plate appearance. He was getting foul ball after foul ball after foul ball, which is good that he's inside the strike zone. And you can't simply just say, hey, put this ball in play. But if he can be a little more efficient with his at-bats and not have those 7 and 8 and 9 pitch drawn out at-bats, some of it being balls, some of it being pitch selection on getting the balls in play or getting some swing and misses, he'll pitch a little deeper in the game.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining.
You got it.
Gordon with the bat resting on his left shoulder as he waits for the pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a changeup. Inning over. Chris Devinsky puts out the fire.
This is Steve Sparks. I got a special group right now. It's three guys that spend all the time down in the bullpen every day. I got Chris Devinsky, Michael Feliz, and Carlos Munoz, the bullpen catcher. First of all, Devo, give me a little something about Michael Feliz, who's sitting next to you right now, what he likes to do in the bullpen. It's a little strange.
He likes to beat up Carlos Munoz.
So you guys get a little physical down in the bullpen, Michael?
Yeah, we're waiting for somebody running, forget some run and punch to Munoz.
So Munoz, it sounds like you're the tackling dummy down there. So you are such a team player, Carlos, that you allow guys to beat you up and take out some of the aggression so they can go in the game fresh?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever it takes to get some wins. You know, I mean, all of a sudden we're in Houston, and then I see Debo doing this thing with the hands, like trying to, how do you say this?
When you're pulling your hands together like you're pulling taffy, what does that mean?
It's like an accordion, or, you know, like a bird flying away. Anything, you know, just a little, some momentum to get us rolling in the right direction. And, you know, every time we score, we don't go after him and kill him, you know, the way we really want to. But we just slightly play with him and, you know, just make him feel a little uncomfortable.
Talking with Chris Devinsky, Michael Feliz, and Carlos Munoz. And Michael, I know a lot of guys like to throw to a certain catcher. Sometimes they have their routine. Carlos is down there along with Javier Bracamonte. Is that the case for you? Do you like to throw to Carlos or do you like to throw to Javier?
Yeah, I like to throw with Carlos. He helped me a lot. I think when I throw some bats, slider, he's trying to make me throw a good one and something like that. But he's a nice guy. I like him.
So, Carlos, do you try to be honest with these guys or you try to encourage them? Do you lie to them sometimes, say, hey, yeah, Michael, that was a good slider, really good, and then turn around and roll your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, these guys, for me, they're like little brothers, you know?
Yeah.
Little sons, I mean, and when we're in the bullpen, when I'm warming up these guys, especially Michael, he tries to throw the slider right middle, okay, sometimes away on the ground, so I'll take it. I mean, it's hard to catch the slider down outside and try to block it or just try to scoop it. But, I mean, whatever it takes to get these guys look good in the mound and get some wins, I'll do it.
I want to ask you guys a question. I want all three of you guys to answer this. What is the bullpen on the road that has the rowdiest, craziest fans that are all over you all game long, where they have access to you guys that you can't wait to get out of town?
I would probably say Oakland. not that I want to get out of town. It's just I kind of thrive off of that, you know. Like, you guys want to talk smack, and, you know, it kind of just pushes me to do better and then prove to you that what you're saying is not, you know, you shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. So, but, yeah, probably Oakland.
What about you, Michael?
Probably how about Texas. They have a lot of guy get drunk and they start talking too many things. And I can't wait when CB throw it out, be like, hey, this guy talking a lot of shit.
A lot of what? Carlos, what's the funniest thing you've ever heard from a fan?
The funniest thing I ever heard from a fan, I would say somebody in Anaheim, I think it was last year, called this guy the Biscuit.
A biscuit?
Biscuit. Hey, what's up, Biscuit?
So how did you take that, Devo? A biscuit. What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, I just told him to give me some gravy, you know, and we're all good about it. You know, I just kept going about my business.
What inning do you guys get out there to the ballgame? Obviously, you, Carlos, you have to get out there before the game starts. Michael, do you go out there right when the game starts, or you go out later?
Yeah, I go out right after when the game starts. Yeah. And before the first inning starts, we go right after that.
Carlos, in between starts, who do you catch as far as the starting pitchers in their bullpens, and what's their routine like? Because we see a lot of guys with long toss and all of that stuff.
Well, I pretty much long toss with Keiko, Peacock, and Michael Fiers.
Yeah.
And, you know, like during the game, I have these guys. I have Dubinsky, warming up Dubinsky, Michael. I have Peacock when he was in the bullpen. And Javier, he has the let's say, the veteran guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's three of the guys that are out in the bullpen every day. Best bullpen in the major leagues right now. You guys keep up the great work. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Go Astros.
Feliz nods in agreement with McCann. Comes set at the belt. 0-2, swing and a miss. Bonifacio goes down on strikes. And that is the ball game.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.